Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It's so great to be back with you again this weekend. As most of you all know, right now, the 2022 Africa Cup of Nations is happening in Cameroon. It is such a big deal that I just cannot avoid it. We need to talk about it and, more importantly, listen to the soundtrack. That's right, the soundtrack of the Africa Cup of Nations in Cameroon 2022. Now, most of the songs in the playlist today are related to this year's tournament. I've also brought on some expert sports presenters. There's our very own VOA Sonny Young. He is the host of Sunny Side of Sports, and he's with me throughout the hour. And then there's Mohamed Kautal Nakwa of Dash Media, who's in Douala, Cameroon, and joins me near the end of the show. Both share really great, special, up-to-date insights into the tournament. And look, it's just a lot of fun. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Now, in the sporty spirit of Pan-Africanism, we're going to kick off the hour with the queen from Benin, Angelique Kidjo. This is Africa, One of a Kind. The track is off Kidjo's latest album called Mother Nature, and it features two other West African greats, the younger Mr. Easy and the senior Salif Keita.
Because you are one of a kind, I'll always have you on my mind. Near or far, the others must be blind to not see how special you are. You are Africa.
Africa. Hello, hello, everybody. That was Angelique Kidjo, the four-time Grammy Award winner, with Mr. Easy and Salif Keita. That track was Africa, One of a Kind, off of her newest album, Mother Nature. So are you ready to dig in now to today's theme, the Africa Cup of Nations? Okay, so earlier this week, I spoke by phone with Sonny Young. Now, he is the radio presenter of the daily sports program on the Voice of America. It's called Sunny Side of Sports. He has been doing the show for decades. He knows his stuff, people. So here's the beginning of our conversation that we had earlier in the week. You're going to hear more of this mixed in between music and other stuff throughout the hour. But here is how we started out talking about the Cup of Nations.
Sporty Nations Cup greetings, Heather.
Thank you, Sonny. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, I've actually enjoyed the tournament in Cameroon. Lots of excitement and lots of surprising teams in the knockout stages.
Mm-hmm. And so tell me, I don't really follow sports as much as I do music. That's a big understatement, too. So we're in the knockout rounds now?
Yeah, we've reached, as we talk, we are already in the round of 16. And just to give your Music Time in Africa listeners an idea, the tournament is almost a month long. It kicked off on January 9th in Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé. And the final will also be held in Yaoundé on February 6th. So it spans almost a month. But, from a sporting perspective, Heather, mm-hmm. What has really made this interesting for me to watch is I'm seeing teams in the later rounds that I've never seen before. And I'll give you two examples. Gambia and Comoros, arguably the two biggest surprises of the knockout stages. They are both making their debut at the tournament. In other words, they had never participated until this time around in Cameroon. So a lot of African football fans and fans outside of Africa are probably getting their first good look at these teams from Gambia and Comoros. And it's really creating a lot of excitement in those countries. I'll give you one other team that has been a surprise package, mm-hmm. Malawi. Hmm. Malawi has never gone this far. They have participated in the tournament twice before, but they had never reached the knockout rounds until this year in Cameroon.
That's very cool. All right. Hello, everyone. That was Sonny Young, and we'll get back to him shortly for more AFCON. But right now, I've got a couple of tunes for you. First, and again, in the spirit of Pan-African sportsmanship, in a musical way, this is Africa. Nigeria, Kenya, collaborating together, Yemi Alade and Southie Soul.
This my African hands, them gon' love you. African lips, them gon' kiss you. Come here to make plans. Never would it reach as more than land. Whether you come here
Nothing Be Like Africa. Hey, everybody, that was Africa by Yemi Alade and Salty Soul. I'm Heather Maxwell, and now here is an artist I have just discovered. Have you ever heard of Jeremy Loops? He's from Cape Town, South Africa, been in the business for about 10 years, and you know what? He only picked up the guitar in his 20s. Check him out. Here is Till I Found You.
Steam train souls from the city, we loan our bones from the grave. Suppose I never cared much, but who could be saved? Beware the wolves and snakes, wrapped up tight beneath the shade of a lonely one along the way out. Who had no name, we tread a line in our own lane. It's a sit down hallway, and I don't feel I know what hope is. What is this place? Take these things away from me, the useless bits I'll never need. Stop my breath so I'll be free. I won't stop till I found you. 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 This pain and all your pity, you know you get your way. Suppose you've never cared much, but who could be blamed? Be with the fools and fakes, strapped out tight beneath the shame. I'm a lonely one along the way.
Hello, everybody. This weekend, we are all about AFCON, the Africa Cup of Nations. I've been talking to Sonny Young, who is the sports presenter on The Voice of America. Here's more of that conversation.
I know you're not a music guy per se. I do know that you love music, but I know.
I do love music.
I know you do. But what have you heard in terms of music? Is there any particular song or soundtrack that you've paid attention to that seems to be inspiring and motivating people?
Well, there's one, again, the tournament is being held in Cameroon.
Right.
And I don't know the name of the artist off the top of my head, mm-hmm. but some of your Music Time in Africa listeners, I think are probably familiar with Nnamdi Moeta. He's basically the boxing analyst on my show, and he's actually been doing commentary on The Voice of America for 40 years.
Wow.
He first started in 1982.
Jeez.
Well, Nnamdi coincidentally does a weekend music show based out of Los Angeles, and he played a song the other evening that I really enjoyed. It's basically "Listen to the Lion of Cameroon Roar." And you hear this lion roar.
Listen to the Lion of Cameroon roar.
Can't Cameroon's national football team, they're nicknamed the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon. So when the lion roars in Cameroon, that usually means they're doing quite well, Heather. and in fact, Heather, the Indomitable Lions, the host team, and as we speak, I know your show will be broadcast on the weekend, but I do think the Indomitable Lions having home field advantage, that there's a good chance we're going to see them in maybe the final on February 6th.
I was going to ask you what you expect would be highlights or maybe even predictions of you know, the winner or at least the finalists.
I can give, in terms of one of the favorites, they got knocked out, let's see, it was on the 23rd of January, the Super Eagles of Nigeria. Mm-hmm. I actually thought they were going to make it to maybe the semifinals or the final. They are three-time African champions, and they played very well in the group stage. They won all three of their matches, but they were beaten by Tunisia in the round of 16, 1-0. So that ended their hopes for a fourth title.
Wow.
Tunisia, interestingly, Heather, Tunisia, as well as some other teams in Cameroon, has been kind of hit hard by COVID-19. They do have these COVID-19 protocols, and the players are being tested on a daily basis. And I can't give you an exact number, but some of the Tunisian players did test positive for COVID,
wow,
the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
But they came back and they beat Nigeria. So
wow,
we'll see how they do.
Okay.
They won the Nations Cup title in 2004.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. Now, we're going to take a break from the Africa Cup and listen to a few non-related songs before going back again to more. This one, well, I have to say, I did get inspired because of Africa Cup and what Sonny Young was just saying about the Tunisia team. It's by the multi-award-winning Tunisian singer, songwriter, and producer, Balti. The song's called Ana, which means I in English, and, you know, he's feeling lost and misunderstood. He says his mother bugs him to get married and have children. His father pushes him to make money, and he's just saying, you know what? I'm encouraging myself. I am unique. You're nobody. I'm going to do what's good for me.
وينهم اللي حبوني هرق الحب وسكارا انا اللي نغلط ومنتوب ومرة نسيب ومرة نخيب وعرف الثالوب وثالوب وتعب الراس فرغ الجيب ورزنت على كتافي ذنوب بسيكوبا تشوفوا لي طبيب واللي سميته حبوب بكم عناجة كلام عذيب وانا ماني الله يكون في عوني والدنيا دوارة ونسيت اللي نسوني والناس الغدارة وينهم اللي حبوني هرق الحب وسكارة قالوا شبيك هكا وليت قلت لهم هكا وليت وقالوا شبيك يا قلبي كسير قلت لهم الدنيا كسير بابا قال لي جيب وانا ما لقيتش بها وين يحبوني نكيتي البلاد
شي خلطة وما بريت شارب دجلة والفورات وزدت اشرب المحيط وصحة للناس اللي صحات كيمشي تبنى يا بوست الحيط ومن غلطة ولا تغلط وانا ماني دوني انتو مالينا كارارارارا الله يكون في عوني والدنيا دوارارارارا ونسيت اللي نسوني والناس الغدارارارارا وينهم اللي حبوني هرق الحب وسكارارارا سامحني ربي نعيش في نزوات نعيش في أزمات نعيش بين قسوات وقارورة سيدورها قارورة لنولى وقوارير قولي وين القرارات نخلص في فاتورات نعيش بقاذورات وانتي يا قاضي مريت وقلت القاضي مرا ويني فلوس اللي مرات شبيني التوى مريت وغنينا أورورو وينو اللورو يا دارا وهاني نكتب كل جحر في البخلاء لازمك فايق بخلاء كثرو كان الدخلاء ودبوزة على الاخوة وبقلا لها كان خلات وكذبت لأصحاب كل الاخوة ضحكوا كي شقيت الخلات وعرفت الخناب والصباب والكذاب والكلاب والحلاب والقلاب والذباب والدنيا طبقات ومعروف شكون عفات الرجال والسقات والمرقوط والمرقات وانا ماني دوني انتو ماني
Ah, beautiful. Hey, everybody. That was Balti from Tunisia with Anna. Now, here is Nigeria's Gucci featuring Zlatan with Scatter My Head.
Ask me, tell me what is up.
What is up?
You say, let's bike on, be bike on. Now you are wanting what is done. You are wanting what is done. Don't scatter my head, don't scatter my brain. Don't finish me, pata pata. Anytime when you dey call, I know as it takes. You pick up the phone, my lover. You want you call, you move it. Baby, 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 don't want my famous. Tell me what you waiting for. Tell me what you waiting for. Say tonight, you make a girl, make a girl, make a girl, palanga, make a girl, you make a girl, make a girl, make a girl, palanga, make a girl, you make a girl, make a girl, make a girl, palanga, make a girl. Make a girl, make a girl, make a girl, palanga, make a girl.
She in a China meet or inheritance from your mama.
Or your father is telling you.
Oh, kaka. No, this one thing you doing, creating this kind of kaka.
This kind
of kaka. Oh, baby, Jacob, up.
See, see, first of all, now nobody's fine, girl. Superman, I'm ready to die, yeah. I don't need job, now you be my guy, yeah. That food, you're taking me to that, yeah. But if I'm money, I get them. Any problem, I go suffer. I don't want to see you with another. I be good for you, know Allah. My baby, this is what me, what you're doing. Is it easy? Are you that easy? Are you too far?
You make a girl, make a girl, make a girl, palanga, make a girl. You make a girl, make a girl, make a girl, palanga, make a girl. You make a girl, make a girl, make a girl, palanga, make a girl. You make a girl, make a girl,
Yeah. All right. Hello. That was Nigeria's Gucci featuring Zlatan with Scatter My Head. I'm Heather, and now we are moving to the UK. This is rapper Little Sims teaming up with musician Obanjayar for Point and Kill.
I do what I want, I do what I like, I know what to face, I know fear nobody. Nobody. I do what I want. What's I like, I know what face, I know fear nobody, nobody. Point and kill, if I want it, it's mine, you can't stop me, hey.
Family no go so far, oh, in my lifetime, they be
fine, doing proper. No lie, lie, give me strength, let me prosper. Daddy say you want me to be lawyer, be doctor. Riff raff, kitty gun, window shopper. Oh yeah, fine boy, take away auntie. Bougie, I delay, oh I fancy. When I see a type,
one time kill. If I born it, it's mine. You can't stop me. Hey, you can't stop me, oh.
Afrobeat horns. Hello, that was Point and Kill by Little Sims and Obanjayar. I'm Heather Maxwell, so happy to be with you. I hope you're enjoying the show. Are you ready for more Sunny Young AFCON 2022? Here we go.
In terms of disappointments, Heather, at this tournament, two of the big disappointments for me have been Ghana and Algeria. Algeria got knocked out, as well as Ghana, in the group stage. So as a result of Algeria losing, we will see a new Nations Cup champion in Cameroon, because Algeria was the defending champion, and they didn't even make it out of the group stage.
I wonder why. Do you have any theories as to why?
Good question. That's a good question, Heather. One of the Algerian players, after the first match, was complaining of the heat in Cameroon.
Oh.
And what some of your listeners who are familiar with football at the highest level, some of these top African players, many of them, as a matter of fact, compete for top clubs based in Europe. Mm-hmm. And the temperature over there right now is considerably cooler than Cameroon.
Right.
And they... So some of these European-based players came to Cameroon, and they simply didn't get a chance to acclimate. Well, it could have factored into it.
Yeah.
But also, Heather, for the Algerians, they might have just been worn out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had played a lot of matches before the Nations Cup, and so, you know, fatigue might have factored into it. The tournament is actually being played at several locations around Cameroon. The capital is where the opening match and the final will be played. But just to give you an idea, some of the other venues for the tournament are Garoua.
Oh yeah,
in the northern section of Cameroon.
Yeah.
You have Limbe, which is a port city.
Yep.
in Cameroon. That's right on the coast. Douala.
Yep.
And another one, I hope I pronounced this right, Heather, Bafoussam. It's sort of, I won't say central Cameroon, but it's western Cameroon.
Okay. Well, I've been to Douala, I've been to Yaoundé, and to another place you haven't mentioned. But, the climates are very different in all those areas.
Get connected to Heather on her Facebook page, Twitter, at Music Time Africa.
Yes. All right. Hey, guys, I hope you're enjoying the conversation that I had earlier in the week with Sonny. He has one last word that I'll share with you in a moment. But since we are talking about Cameroon, now is a good time to play a vintage tune. You know, I like to do this around half past the hour, as those of you who are regular listeners already know. The song is by the late Pepe Kale, but it's perfect for today's theme because, sports fans, can you guess? The song came out in 1992. All right, for those of you who guessed it, you are awesome. And yes, it is Roger Miller. Now, this song came out 2 years after Roger Miller, the most celebrated African footballer. Yes, I did my own football homework here. Scored 4 goals at the 1990 FIFA World Cup at age 38. That made him the oldest goal scorer in FIFA World Cup history and the first African player to be a major star on the international stage. Here it is, Roger Miller by Pepe Kale. Yes! Everybody, that is Roger Miller by Pepe Kale, released in 1992. Now, we are sticking with the groove, babies. This is another great AFCON song, but from 2022. It's from Côte d'Ivoire, Supporteur Mazo by Ariel Cheney and featuring Debordo Likunfa. Go, Elephant!
C'est Chéné qui a fait le son.
Elephant, allô. Elephant, allô.
Champion d'Aïe, Côte d'Ivoire, Aïe. Champion d'Afrique, Aïe. On vient tout, on vient.
Elephant, allô.
Ibou de Condé.
Elephant, allô.
Champion d'Aïe, Aïe.
Mi Badrali, yebele na Badrali, Dieu est fier de toi,
c'est ballon pour ma guébu.
Capitaine et sans bélément, c'est des dieux,
lâche pas peur,
c'est ballon pour ma guébu. Sébastien, allez, oh, mignon méchant, toi tu nous rappelles Drogba,
c'est ballon pour ma guébu.
Franck et Yannick et Sien, tu as lavé ton nom d'air, le pays est étonné,
c'est ballon pour ma guébu.
Allez Sanga, Sanga, Sangare, il va y mettre Sangare, faut toujours tester ballon,
c'est ballon pour ma guébu.
Délissimo.
C'est le bandeau du Kumba. Oh, rien de chez lui. Chantez pour les éléphants, chose qu'il n'est jamais fait. Bon, ça va être ça.
Oh my gosh. Hello. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that song, Supporteur Mazo. That was by Ariel Sheeny and De Bordo Le Kumfa. In a few minutes, we're going to wrap up my conversation with Sonny Young from earlier this week and also hear from Mohamed Kautal, who is in Douala. But first, let's chill for a minute. Hey, do you want to chill with the big boys? Here's Nigerian rapper Goya Menor and Ghanaian producer Neptunes with their new smash hit, Ameno.
You want to bamba? You want to chill with the big boys? Now you the wrong, get the kitty, you the wrong, get a coffee drink with a drop cup. Hey, let me see how it sing.
Let me who blend you.
what they can do. Cause is it father to the fatherless, a mother to the motherless, I'm not to know what I can do. But promise not to fight again, not to do anything that we want again. Cause if you do, let me say you don't talk again. And another time you go on again, that's why. Shabby make a samoa. You want to drink God. You want to bamba.
You want to chill with the big boys. I want to chill with the big boys. All right, that was Ameno by Goya Menor and Nektoons. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. And if you've been with us all hour, you know that we are mostly about AFCON 2022 today. Been hanging out with VOA colleague all hour long, sports broadcaster Sonny Young. Here is the last part of that conversation.
The other quick point, if I can throw this out for your listeners, Heather, the tournament has gotten bigger in recent years in terms of participating teams. Mm-hmm. And just to give a little quick history lesson, the very first Africa Cup of Nations took place in 1957 in Sudan. And they typically play the tournament in different countries around Africa. That first tournament, there were only a few teams. I think there were only maybe three or four teams at that inaugural tournament. Mm-hmm. And it's gradually gotten bigger. This tournament, 24 teams. There were also 24 teams at the tournament preceding Cameroon, which was Egypt. Mm-hmm. But prior to that, it's gotten bigger in terms of participating teams. Some folks say they'd like to see even more teams really make it sort of an African party, you know. But to do that, logistically, that involves a lot of challenges.
Right. Very interesting. Sonny Young of Sunnyside of Sports. You can catch his show every day. It's 30 minutes on VOA radio and social media. What's your handle on Facebook and Twitter? You're on Twitter.
Yeah, I encourage your listeners, Heather, to follow me on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is VOA Sunny Sports. And right now, you'll see a lot of Nations Cup photos from Cameroon of the players, the teams, the fans. Mm-hmm. And if you scroll down far enough, you'll also see a photo, Heather. I got to give her a shout out. Salima Mukunsanga. She's a Rwandan referee, and she made history in Cameroon on January 18th in Yaoundé. She became the first woman to basically be lead referee at a men's Nations Cup match. And Salima did quite well. I think she. You know, players
did she?
And officials, they seem quite happy with her.
Wow. Great job, yeah, Salima.
So I got to give Salima a shout out. And she has officiated at other top tournaments, including the Olympics and the FIFA Women's World Cup. But this was the first time she had blown her whistle at a men's Nations Cup. And I have to say, Heather, she did hand out a few yellow cards to the players for perhaps misbehaving a little bit.
Oh, that's funny. Well, Sonny, thank you so much for joining me, and best of luck to everybody playing.
Yeah, thank you, Heather, and thanks for having me on Music Time in Africa.
Take care, Sonny.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, and that wraps up my conversation with Sonny Young. Now, Stella Mwangi. This is Not Your Ordinary.
Riding in the city like the name is P. Diddy. Still getting popping with my girls since a kitty. I see you checking up on me like you needy. I shake my thing, make them yap in Swahili. Wabi ya macho money, aka Pili Pili. Niko maji maji, see giddy giddy. Boy, I could fit, he can giddy giddy. Kakitu kwenye kadi, she got credit credit. Credit, credit. I'm in the real jungle, no Katy Perry. No shackles on my feet like Mary Mary. Had to stay very, very, cause I'm heavy, heavy. Remember, I'm not your ordinary. Remember, I'm not your ordinary. I know you know this is the way we roll. I know you know this, I know you know that. I know you know this is the way we roll. shake up, turn the party up with the neighbors. When it comes to switching up the game, I'm not a stranger, a major, sharp razor, I'll amaze ya. Kung fu your ass like I'm from Asia. Remember, I'm not your ordinary. Remember, I'm not your ordinary.
Hey, everybody, that was Stella Mwangi from Norway and Kenya with Not Your Ordinary. So we're at the end of today's program already. I have one last song for you, though. It's from Cameroon, and it's what everybody's listening to right now in Douala, especially right in the heat of the African Cup of Nations tournament. Now, how do I know this? Because Mohamed Kautal Nakwa is there. He's a radio presenter. He knows what's up, and I spoke with him on the phone earlier, and he told me about the song. It is entitled Abubakar Vincent. Who is Abubakar Vincent? Well, he is going to tell you about it. The singer is Sadi Hanan, and well, let's just get to the conversation. There's the one by Sadi Hanan, which is titled Abubakar Vincent. Mm-hmm. Is that one that everyone is loving right now?
Yeah. Everyone love it. She's around. She told me that she'll be at Stadium tomorrow because Abubakar Vincent invites them. Because she go to studio to sing. She sing for Abubakar Vincent. Mm-hmm. And what she have done the day that Abubakar Vincent scored 2 goals, she have got that idea to solve a song for Abubakar Vincent. And she's from North. Abubakar Vincent is from North, also from Garoua. Mm-hmm. Sadiana, she's from Gaoundéré.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful. And Sadi Hanan also did a song earlier, a few months ago, called Gagné.
Yeah. They have done it. Mm-hmm. Before Sadi Hanan sing for Abubakar Vincent, she have first sing for Gagné. Mm-hmm. For all the team.
Mm-hmm. So nice. All right. Mohamed Kautal Nakwa, radio presenter, Dash Media in Douala.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Take care.
You're welcome.
Abubakar!
Yes, and with Aboubakar Vincent, a song by Sadi Hanan dedicated to Cameroon's star player in this year's Africa Cup of Nations. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. And also a big thanks to Sunny Young in Washington and also Mohamed Kautal in Douala for joining me by phone in this very special sporty episode. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can find it also online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Also, reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram or email and let me know how you found today's program. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.